Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Well, another day, another problem.
All right.
What a way to start off the Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, Bobby, and good morning, Peyton Russell.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
What's up?
Yesterday, it was Bobby missing. Today, it's Pepe as the curse of the morning show continues. Thanks for waking up with us, turning it on, leaving it on. Are we on the fan cam? Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we are allegedly on the fan cam.
Live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And if you are tuning in, you will notice that Bobby is not in studio. He is in Peyton Russell's chair because starting at 4:22 this morning, we were getting texts from Peyton, awful wreck on 30, all lanes shut down. I was just told by a cop that we all have to reverse.
Yeah.
And go on 635. Cops said, quote, "It'll take a while. I still haven't moved. I'm trying to get a hold of someone who can actually start the show. This is why all highways should have shoulders," Peyton said. "I'm literally barricaded in and I'm having stomach problems right now."
Yeah, the stomach problems is this is why you always have to carry a bag of chips with you. Hey. Not the small bag. You got to carry a big bag of chips with you at all times, because I had to do this once. I had to use that, and credit card receipts were an amazing friend.
Was the bag full of chips or empty?
It was half empty, and I just dumped it out. Yeah, had to take care of it, man. Had to take care of it. I rode the car. I rode it out the window. I held the bag out the window the rest of the car ride home.
That's disgusting.
It is.
He said, I did ask him, I was like, "How's the bathroom issues going?" Because he's like, "We haven't even moved." He's like, I'm getting a little nervous. I've let out a couple toots. And so I don't know if I'm going to make it."
So where is he? Because I was worried coming in on 30. And there was a little congestion, 80, 30. But then it wasn't as fast as normal. But I was not backed up or caught in anything. Where is he?
30 and 635. Yeah. Yeah. It's so you get past that.
Yeah,
on your road on 80 or whatever it is. So yeah, it's that's a brutal spot anyway.
Fortunately, the most versatile show in the building has two individuals who can bail us out of these situations. Starting with RJ Choppy, as you got on the phone, you were manning the phones and got in here first on the board.
I was here, 5:35, 5:40. The elevator ride was always a little bit dicey. Oh, I'm like the first one up there. Always a little dicey in the morning.
It was sketchy.
No, it just makes some rattle noise as I was getting up. I got on the phone with Peyton, and I now know why they don't pay anybody that runs that position, because that is the easiest damn thing in the world.
It is?
Oh, my God.
Because you did this. Did you do what Peyton did over at 103.3 with Michael Irvin?
With Irvin and Steve Dennis and Jen Angle.
And I think you were just paid for dealing with those people.
And Ian Fitzsimmons. Yeah, all the fools. So yeah, that was more complicated, because now everything's so automated. It's really, really easy.
Because I was like, okay, how difficult can this be? We just need the microphones on.
Yeah.
That's it. And I was like, "Bobby, you run a board and do some of this stuff at your other job." And he's like, "I'm not familiar with the WO and the
wide orbit
and who, what, why, where, when." Yet Bobby Belt is sitting in Peyton Russell's chair this morning, and we are going to actually figure out and find out how easy Peyton is to replace.
You know what's funny, too, is the way that he described, like, he texted, he gave us an update on his ETA. I couldn't help but notice he will be here in time for the payload.
Oh, yeah, of course he will.
Isn't that a coincidence?
So he texted at 5:50 that the ETA was still 28 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
28 minutes wherever he is trapped. For Peyton Russell. So, Bobby, is it easy to figure out back there? Simple? What?
Yeah, so far. The only thing that I'm going to be curious about is I'll obviously have to communicate with you guys what your live reads are, which I think Choppy already wrote them down.
Yeah, I got
them. So you got the first one. And then after that, it's just a matter of making sure that if Peyton's right, that hitting starts begins the stack here. So if it does that, then it's all correct.
And what about playing audio cuts?
That I don't have in front of me.
Okay.
But But I was already looking for bed music to play, and this drive is not mapped. So if we want bed music, I'm just going to have to play it off of YouTube, is what I'm finding.
Okay. So we don't have all bed music, and we don't have audio cuts. But other than that, we are on the air.
We are. We are. All the work we did yesterday, all the audio work, is going to be gone, all for naught. Because I assume Peyton doesn't do that at home.
No, he does not. He comes in and generally does it the first hour and a half that he's here.
Yeah.
He's too broke to have audio editing equipment to do that at home.
What a shame, too. I had a lot of Dak praise audio, so we'll see how fast Bobby can get that turned around. So, Pepe, be careful. And I think it's probably going to be 34 minutes by the time he gets in here if his bathroom issues persist.
That's the worst. And you know, like, because once you get back there, once he does that, once he starts, takes over, he can't leave. We could go. I have 5 minutes in the break.
Yeah.
You know, I could fire one out. I don't think Peyton can.
Peyton, let's see if he's listening first off. Call the hotline, and we'll see if Bobby can patch you through and really test Bobby's skills here. Call the hotline to see where you are and how you can help other Tolos avoid this mess that is taking place out there on the roads. And hit us up if you're stuck or got caught in the same thing. Franklin Franco Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, and let's see if Pepe actually knows what the hotline number is. So we will have the payload, we think, at 640, Neighborhood Watch. Bobby Hebert, probably the best voice of...
He's like the dude in Waterboy.
He's the best voice of anyone that we have to preview Cowboy games, so we'll preview the Saints at 8 o'clock, Babe Laufenberg at 8:40 here on DFW Sports Station. Is the phone ringing?
It is not.
Oh.
So either he's not listening to us or he had to pull over and go to the bathroom.
That's right. All right. Let's start off inside the star then. Marshawn Nealon, Jake Ferguson, and John Stevens did not practice yesterday. Ferguson told reporters the pain of his knee injury was a 10 on Sunday and it was a 0 yesterday. The initial thought is it was an ACL. He said, quote, thankfully, just a little bone bruise. I don't even think it's a grade one. Is that bed music?
This is bed music. This is all I pulled up royalty-free music on YouTube. This is
royalty
what it gives me.
Free.
Turn it on the meter.
It says, calm your anxiety, lo-fi hip-hop mix.
Wow. Can beats you give me a massage you. Right now?
I don't think that in this day and age you should make jokes about that
job.
Yeah,
Cleveland.
So.
Feel like Delilah here. All right, so Marshawn Nealon and the tight ends and Jake Ferguson with a positive update, Bob?
Yeah, Jake Ferguson said that when he first actually had the injury happen, he said he heard it pop.
I can't listen to this.
He said he heard it pop. And I don't know if he actually, when somebody says they hear it pop on the field, I'm like, surely he meant he just felt it pop, right? Like, that's a loud stadium. If he heard that thing pop, I'd be concerned too. But said he heard it pop and that when they walked back to the training room initially, the concern was, yeah, this is a torn ACL. The trainers were worried that that's what he had. And so they got in there, they did a couple tests and said they were able to figure out pretty quickly, okay, nope. We're good to go. This is doesn't appear to be an ACL. So that's why he had told Dak he was upbeat and positive and that he was feeling like he was going to be okay. But he was like, yeah, I didn't actually really know how good I was going to be until I got back on Monday morning and did the MRI. And they figured out, all right, this is just an MCL.
And what's up with Nealon?
Nealon has a calf issue. And so that one we should know a little bit more about later today. But the calf issue is one that can be a little bit confusing because there were a couple different guys that had the issues with the dehydration. And so sometimes it can be just, you know, recovery issue or a soft tissue thing. But today will be the big day. Thursday is always the practice that if guys are not involved in this one or they're limited, that's where you start having some questions.
Dan Graziano taking us a little bit more inside the Dak deal in what happened. What was some of this fight about in terms of the timeline and how it ultimately got solved?
Ultimately, this was about guaranteed money, Sean. That's what this came down to, was the agreement over the guaranteed money.
Let's just teach ourselves a lesson or try to teach ourselves a lesson. Again, every negotiation is different, but the things that we thought about all this drama along the way. Number one, were you going to get the APY correct? How much you make a year? And then we heard, as of like 3 days prior to the deal getting done, they had not even talked about APY. Then you have to get into signing bonus. Then you have to get maybe into the clauses and all that, which Dak was always going to win out. What else did we hear about this? What else did you teach yourself about, okay, I'm not going to trust this source. I'm not going to trust this hype and this misdirection when we find out what ultimately held it up.
I mean, you know, it's funny when we talked about, okay, could this be an issue of, like was the issue
years, that, the amount of time?
Yeah, and was it something where people were bluffing or was communication that poor? And it turns out that, yes, both. Like, communication was poor, but it was intentionally poor, it sounds like, from the Cowboys. Because Dak had talked about Saturday morning. He had told this to Jory Epstein, that Saturday morning he was on the practice field getting warmed up, and Jerry walked out there to him, and he saw Jerry walking onto the field, and he looked over to the other quarterbacks and was like, oh, F, is he coming over here to talk to me?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no. So he ended up talking to Jerry, and Jerry said, have you talked to your representative sometime in the last 12 to 24 hours? It's like, no. So it gets done. He calls Todd France, and he said Todd France told him Saturday, as they're about to get on the plane, Todd France told him, we are not close. You're probably playing this year on your deal. And he was like, okay, all right. Well, I guess this is what we're doing. And then it gets done Sunday morning, which sounds like Jerry knew they were close. Jerry knew they were close to saying yes, and they were not communicating that to Todd France.
I wonder what the strategy is in that. Like, we don't view it as that much of a pressing issue. Like, we don't care that much. We're not even going to get this close. We're not on the edge of anything heading into the weekend. Who knows? I'm assuming there was a strategy to it, not spring break of, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if there was a strategy to it, the strategy obviously failed because they lost on everything.
Not so, according to them.
Right. You know, but
gave him more time. Gave him another 2 days of film to watch Dak from last year.
That's right.
Gave him another 2 days to evaluate.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It's interesting, though, because, like, you know, for everything I heard, the Cowboys brass was still here Saturday night. They didn't go to Cleveland till Sunday
Steven
morning.
Didn't leave till Sunday morning. Steven, so
is that normal?
Dan Graziano's report. They don't. Jerry's got his own plane that he flies on. He's not on the charter.
Right. No, I figured that.
So Steven talked about how 7:30 or the Dan Graziano piece talked about how 7:30 a.m. Dallas time, Steven had still not even left for Cleveland.
Right.
And had actually called Todd France. It was like, hey, let's try to push this one over the goal line. So we're talking about just, you know, this got announced, what, 10 o'clock Dallas time? Or was it even earlier than that?
No, it was around there. It was around there.
So 2.5 hours before the deal got done, he was calling trying to get it done. But the big hangup was about the guaranteed money. They were able to get that worked out, hammer that home, and ultimately they were able to get the deal done. But this is something where when we talk about, well, what was the hangup or what were they waiting for, it does make you wonder a little bit, like, it's okay, is this, if you were going to pay whatever it was anyway, were you just trying to see, could Trey Lance put any pressure on Dak? Were you just trying to see if he could perform to an extent that would be like, oh, look, we got something here. You should knock off a couple dollars from there. But Graziano said that Dak's side had made it clear to the Cowboys that we will negotiate into the season in all likelihood. We're not taking that off the table. But you should know, as soon as kickoff begins, the price is going up.
Let's say good morning to the Tolos, DA11, the great Emilio, YJ with the 6 a.m. club check-in. Michael Ramirez has the map of where Peyton is stuck.
He said he's just parked.
Yeah.
He claims he just parked and he's on his way up here.
Oh, okay.
That is speeding. By the way, Corey Majors toloing early texts in and says, in regards to the pop, that when he dislocated his knee, he said his teammates on the field could hear it pop. So
teammates of what? Baseball?
I don't know. He didn't say the sport.
Okay. No. Jay Ochoa, of course, up with us as well, but a little bit hurt that Peyton did not call in.
I know. So obviously he wasn't listening.
Yeah. How could he not be listening the one time he's not here?
Listening. He's the main character. How could you? I mean, he's the main character. Like, you would absolutely listen when you're the main character.
If I would have been more than 2 minutes late yesterday, I don't know how much I would have wanted to listen. I may have turned it down because it's like, I know this is bad already. I don't want to hear how bad it is.
Yeah, but none of us are blaming Peyton for this.
Yeah, you blamed me, though. That's
he doesn't
not
have
fair.
A history. He doesn't ruin his mood the rest of the show with
but it. But we don't know that he doesn't. He might come in here with a ruined mood. This is our first chance to see.
That's right. We shall see. I think he's going to be okay. Is the referee working this game going to ruin it for the Cowboys at home against the Saints? Tyreek Hill on what he could have done differently, and the payload, we believe, at 6:40 with a tardy Peyton Russell, the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ's. Just getting started on The Fan.
The pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air to deep left field. Back goes Langford to the wall. It's gone. Ketel Marte has a single, a double, and now a three-run homer.
How much does the American League suck? Eric Nadel with the call here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. At least heading into yesterday, the Rangers had the best record in the American League post All-Star break. How can that be?
I mean, the A's had it about a week ago.
Good grief. 14-4. They get absolutely smoked by the Diamondbacks in the two-game World Series rematch. They get outscored in the series 20
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
2-4. So there you go, Rangers, as they get set. At least we get tonight. You got Thursday Night Football and Kumar Rocker. 8 o'clock pregame, 8:40 first pitch in Seattle as Rocker makes his debut.
Yep.
How are we going to split this up? I think on YouTube, I think I can get my two screens. Or is it just like NFL Sunday Ticket Red Zone where they let you put up the multiple screens? You can put up multiple screens anyway, right?
Not for multiple sports. You can do multi-screen for football or multi-screen for basketball, but you can't multi-screen like baseball and football.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to miss the beginning of Rocker. That's at least me. So Kumar's debut against the Mariners, and yesterday they get waxed.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they were toast from the start. I mean, they probably, I think they took like six pitches. They took like six pitches in the top of the first, maybe seven. And then from there, it was Diamondbacks the rest of the game. They had no chance after about the second inning. I should even say that because they kind of cut it. They cut it in the lead about half of the way in the lead on the top half of the third. And then, bam, here comes more runs, and it's like 8-2.
And an extra kick in the nuts for them. I know Chris Young had to be feeling an extra bit of excitement because before heading into Rocker, DeGrom, Scherzer, you had Eovaldi and Bradford. Eovaldi is your ace. Bradford gave up 12 runs in the month of August. That's it.
Did he give up 12 last night, it felt like?
His ERA for the month was a 3.12. So you're like, okay, if we can get these two with Eovaldi, with Bradford, you're not expecting, you know, I'm not necessarily expecting Kumar Rocker. We're happy with four innings. Five innings would feel like a thrill. But it's more about just seeing his stuff and what he has. But you're sitting there talking about 6-7 back in the wild card. Let's get Eovaldi. Let's get Bradford, who was a fantastic pitcher last month. And then he gets destroyed for 8. And he had just given up one run his first start of the month of September.
Bad day. Just really, really bad day for him, to say the least. He gave up a couple, you know, some long balls. And I mean, it was really right from the start. So it was just an overall terrible performance from him. Not a great performance from the team standpoint in the series out in Arizona. But now you get the excitement of Rocker, you get the excitement of DeGrom. That's cool.
And even though, Bobby, they've done this since the All-Star break, what's been happening since mid-June?
They are the worst road team in baseball, basically, other than like maybe the White Sox. But with this two-game sweep, the Rangers now have a 33.3% winning percentage on the road since June 14th. Yeah. So over the last 3 months, they are losing two out of every three games on the road. They are 12-24. That means the Rangers are basically the Colorado Rockies. They're not the White Sox, but they're basically the Rockies on the road over the last 3 months, which is about as bad as it can get.
And the other day I saw the stat. There are only three American League teams who have a winning record since August 17th. Us? Can you name the other two?
Oakland.
Oakland and Detroit.
Houston and Detroit.
Houston and Detroit.
Oh. Houston 11-10. The Tigers 13-7. The Rangers in danger of becoming the first defending World Series champ to finish with a losing record since the Red Sox were 20 games under 500 in 2014.
The Red Sox did that a lot. They had like, they won four World Series since 04, and it feels like they had four rebuilds in there. Pretty nuts.
Let's welcome back to the show. You heard the Reed coming back in. Peyton Phillip Russell. Good morning, sir.
This is awful. This is bad. Usually I check out after 6:40, and I decided to check out before 4:30.
What happened? When do you usually leave? Just take us through the morning. Take us through the trip.
So I woke up this morning. You know, obviously the show, it was huge today. Lots of audio to get to. Lots of Shannon Sharp audio to get to. Payloads today.
Yeah.
And so I got up at 3:35. I was like, I'm going to get here early, get all the work done, make sure everything's ready to go before the show, like I normally do. And got in my car, easy drive, first 15 minutes, all of a sudden, just see brake lights. Never a good sign when you see brake lights in the middle of the night on the highway. And I stop there, 18-wheelers all around me, and I see about four or five cars. People get out of their cars and are walking up to these cars that I guess are sideways. And I can't really see what's going on, but I knew it was bad. And then everyone's got their hazards on, and I'm trying to look up stuff on Twitter, see if anyone's posting anything.
Yeah.
And then a cop comes up not too long after they finally get someone up there. And he says, yeah, it's going to be a while. We're going to have to reverse everyone here and go down 635. And so that took over an hour before I was finally able to reverse.
How did they reverse you?
So everyone behind me had to reverse as well. So you have all these cars behind me on the highway that have to reverse. They have to, you know.
But reverse like
on the highway.
Take this exit on the highway.
So I have pictures on my phone. I'm going against the traffic because, you know, that's the only way out.
Yeah.
You're barricaded around on this highway. There's no way out. There's no shoulder, no nothing.
Cops will go behind, block off anybody's entrance. So they'll force them off at an exit, and they'll close off other exits, and then they'll have them back up, and then make like this basically this U-turn.
I had to make a U-turn, like on the ramp, I guess, going on 635, and of course 635 is backed up because you know rush hour traffic, and then the stomach issues, and so.
Do you not put like a GPS in every morning? Do you just come in and?
Well, this wreck happened right in front of me. Like I mean, it was like we were driving. All of a sudden, it was slam on the brakes. And I don't put a GPS at 4 in the morning.
You don't need to that early, Bobby. You wouldn't know anything about that. But
I've never worked a 4 a.m. shift.
That's right. Even when we were starting at 5:30, I never put in the GPS. Now I always have to because it's a rare occasion when I can stay on 30 to 75. But what did you eat last night? What got you going? How did you survive?
I had a nice creamy pot of pasta.
Uh-oh.
Pasta, white sauce, chicken,
gross.
Mushrooms. Oh, it was so good.
Fake.
It was so good. I didn't digest it all last night. You know, usually that's what I do in the morning. That's why I get here so early. That's why that bathroom stall is always clogged and,
you know, why it is.
Yeah, because I use it. But yeah, so I was feeling it about 20 minutes into that traffic stop there, and I was like, this is not good.
So did you?
I have not gone. Still feeling it,
you
but I'm just going to wait. Just wait it out. I've done it before. I got 3.5 hours.
You're going to wait out for the whole show?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, this stomach issue is not going to take, you know, 5 minutes. You know, this is a 15.
Really? That's one of those ones,
This is a 15,
huh?
20 minute. Yeah. This is expressway time right
here. I don't like those at all.
Expressway time. So this by far was... This was your worst traffic encounter in the history of the show.
Yes. I mean, leaving that early, even when I've had traffic and had to take detours, I've never been this, obviously, this late before.
What were you listening to while we started the show?
It was y'all.
Did you hear you say
call in, but I was listening to the GPS trying to exit, and I was trying to get around cars. I was going Bobby speed. I was going 85. I would have called in, but...
Okay.
Not my speed.
Okay. Yeah,
but...
All right, well, it's good to have you here. We know if you're late, something is drastically wrong, and we are very happy that you're here. And
just
okay.
Like with me, yeah.
Yeah, make it about yourself. 877. Oh, man, did I have some fun text messages from other people about you yesterday.
You should read them on the air.
If I did, you'd cry.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't cry.
It would baffle you.
Well, now I need to hear them.
It would cross all the brain signals in your head.
Now I just need to know who wrote them, even if they're not what they are.
They were everything I'm saying.
Do I know them?
Oh yeah.
Oh, now I definitely need to hear.
Yeah. Now
877.
Shoot, I want to hear this.
I'll tell you in the break when he's out.
What?
I mean, when he's wiping Peyton. 877-81-1053. The Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Bobbo, bad news for the referee assignment for Sunday against the Saints?
Yeah.
And the Saints, real quick, Saints weather-wise, going to be okay?
Well, there's the hurricane. Is it Francine
mm-hmm.
or Tropical Depression Francine?
I asked Amanda yesterday. I was like, worst place to live, you have to pick one, New Orleans or Oklahoma? She said, New Orleans. Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah,
not
Oklahoma.
Not even close.
Oklahoma's had like an exact area of Oklahoma, like a like an exact spot physically that has been run over by F5 tornadoes like three different times.
Yeah,
in its history,
I think it's Moore. So. Is it Moore, Oklahoma?
Yeah, there's Moore, El Reno, all those areas. But yeah, this is about as bad as a tornado. This referee assignment. This is pretty bad. It is.
Well, let's get the New Orleans weather forecast.
Yeah, so
update.
Like it's making landfall and now it's thrown off practice time. So they were having discussions about whether they were going to come here early. Or have to leave late, depending on how bad it is. So they're still making those. They're still making those arrangements. Those
right. Dennis Allen yesterday was talking about like having people sleep at the facility to make sure that they weren't like getting stuck. Like if they were back home and then couldn't get to the practice facility, or if they couldn't like leave from there. But the Cowboys are drawing the least home friendly referee in the NFL for their home opener. So Sean Smith officiated 17 games last year. How many games do you think the home team won, Chop?
17 games. I would say the home team won 13.
11.
3-14.
Oh.
Home teams were
3-14. That's what I meant.
With Sean Smith. That's the highest road winning percentage for any official in the NFL by far. League averages, home team wins about 54% of the time with just in general across the NFL. So this is a 17% winning percentage for the home team. And you got to get ready for plenty of flags here because his crew threw the seventh most flags in the NFL last year, and it was the second most against home teams. He was one penalty flag behind Ron Torbert for the most penalty flags thrown against home teams. It's a aggressive discrepancy for Sean Smith when he's calling home team games. Something about the road.
Yesterday, Tyreek Hill was at the podium while calling for the police officer to lose his job in Miami. Tyreek also said, I could have maybe done a little bit better.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now we don't have enough.
What are you
doing? Well, we headed up. It's on ESPN, and now the ad's playing. So I tried my best. Just...
You told me five minutes ago it was ready.
It was ready, but then it...
He had it queued up instead of recorded.
Okay, so you're playing it off the internet instead of, like, pulling the audio.
The thing about me is, man, I don't want attention. I don't want to be, like, cameras out, phones on you, you know, in that moment. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm human. I gotta follow rules. I gotta, you know... do what, you know, everyone else would do, you know. So now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not.
So you want the officer
gone. 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 He got to go, man. Because in that instant right there, like, not only did he treat me bad, you know what I'm saying, he also treated my teammates with, you know, disrespect. You know, he had some crazy words towards them, and they ain't.
And they didn't even do anything. So that's Tyreek Hill yesterday, kind of making it balance. I need to do better, but I still want the officer gone, and then the beating the dog out of me.
Yeah, the one thing I don't want the attention part. That's not Tyreek at all. Like, that's, we know that. But yeah, he's. I mean, I thought that he gave pretty well. That was a pretty decent statement because he was like, I did some things wrong. And then the cop obviously did do too much, went too far.
They
didn't beat the dog out of him, but yeah, he didn't need to be thrown
every
to the
time.
Ground.
Every time I agree, the officer went too far with the way he yanked him out of the car and put him on the ground. But every time Tyreek has given a verbal update on that, there's been one glaring inaccuracy in it.
Yeah, and so how much more do you feel like, okay, right, like as soon as you say something glaringly inaccurate in one statement and then another statement makes you go, all right, well how much are you just beat above board in general? How much of the rest of this is just you talking?
Yeah, like the first time it was, I just kept my hands on the wheel, complied. That wasn't totally true.
Yes, sir, no, sir.
Yes,
sir, no, sir.
Yes, sir, there was no, sir.
I don't believe, don't touch my window, is yes or no, sir.
Then it was, I didn't roll it down because I didn't want to create a media mob scene like Taylor Swift going to the VMAs. And then they beat the dog out of me. So that's where we stand. I like that Tyreek said, you know, he really is, though, continuing to preach, like, my kid camps, I've changed, I need to be a role model. I'm doing all these different things. I need to be an example. So at least he is going ahead and saying that. And we'll see what happens to the officer. Would you have a problem? Would you understand if they let him go, the officer?
I don't know what the Miami Police Department's like history is, so I don't know how like...
Well, this guy's had like over 20 years on the force as well.
I don't know that that's fireable.
20 years of the force, if he's got no other incidents like this, like there hasn't been any investigations on him, I don't know that they're going to let him go. If he's one of these problem cops where like there's been complaints about him in the past, then they might.
The traffic on 635 parted just in time for Peyton Russell to execute the payload, starring Shannon Sharp. Cover your ears, hide the kids. After what happened with Shannon Sharp on IG Live yesterday, Peyton has in the payload next.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is the number one Chevy dealer in the world. More Silverados than anyone else. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
You thought you could get rid of me, traffic, but you couldn't. You couldn't. Payload's not at 6 o'clock. It's at 6:40 every Thursday at this time. Yeah, I showed up about 12 minutes late, 13 minutes late, just like Bobby did yesterday. But that's okay. That's okay.
I was more like three.
I don't count it as being late, though, you know, because of traffic. I think I get a pass for that.
Yeah, Bobby's was an Aaron Rodgers unexcused absence.
Yes, but...
Only one of us making excuses. The other owned it completely, but okay.
But I'm here. Now I will say this. How mad would y'all have been if I walked in with like McDonald's or something?
No, that'd have been great.
For the show, but like I walked in like 10 more minutes later just because I was like, you know what? I'm already out. Might as well get some breakfast for you guys.
Little irritated.
Yeah, I don't think the bosses would have liked
that. I think I could have held it down okay to where he could have justified getting his breakfast.
That's true. I don't know whether to give you the credit or RJ the credit for getting us going. What do you think? In talking to both of them, who would you trust the most to take your spot in a state of emergency?
I think getting through that first segment, either one. I talked to RJ over the phone. He was fine with it. You know, we FaceTimed. I couldn't FaceTime Bobby because he's an Android.
Yeah. Full show, though.
Ooh.
Well, Bobby. You do it on your side.
That's right. So I get credit. Yeah. There's got to be credit here.
But I mean, it would have been a full show just taking it, you know, from break to break and stuff. I mean, there would have been no audio, no real bed music, no.
Okay, so now I'm gonna have to run the whole show for you one day.
Yeah. Well, you can do it tomorrow when I'm out.
I can't because we'll be at Firehouse Number One in Burleson.
That's right.
Let's get to the moaning.
Let's get to the Let's get to the late night stuff. Well, late afternoon. Shannon Sharp, our favorite guy. He was. He said he, you know, accidentally went to on IG Live. I don't know how you accidentally do it, but...
Well, let's start there. How do you do an IG Live?
Have you not done one of these before?
I've done it, but it took me a while to figure out where to go. So I'm on my main page.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Hit the plus sign down there, and then you would just hit that.
You swipe over to live.
Plus sign down here.
Plus sign?
Yeah. Okay.
And then live is right there.
All right, so two buttons.
So if it's unlocked, theoretically it could happen.
Shannon said he just came in, he threw the phone on the bed.
Bobby.
No one is bringing up her doing it though. No one is bringing up like
that's
maybe
a good point.
She hit the button.
Here's what I think happened. It's adjusted like the video starts off where the phone is being set down. I think he was trying to set the phone down to record and he had the wrong recording function up.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right because it does, when you go to IG Live, it looks like your camera, right? It's the same thing. So if he had...
He hit record and he set his phone down and luckily it was on selfie cam.
I mean, look, that's the camera.
Yes.
Right? Hit that button all of a sudden.
That looks just like record.
But, I mean, this is all of our worst nightmare. Because once this happens, once it gets out there, man, it's over. It's over. Especially with your how you talk during, you know, it and what you say.
Theory.
What you sound like.
There's a theory out there, and I think some people have done this. Some people want it out there. Like this makes Shannon. This is gonna make Shannon Sharp even cooler to people. And there's other people who, whether it's certain body parts they want shown off, it's intentional. There are intentional leaks that are out there. And some people were accusing Shannon of that. They always bust his balls. Like Ocho last night on their podcast was like, I'm just glad it was Michael, not Michelle, because people bust Shannon Sharpe's balls over that. They're like, where's your girls? You're always talking about this all the time. So, look, is it initially embarrassing? Yes. But people are also going to give him props. Like, a lot of females in the sports world were commenting on this stuff yesterday. Like, oh, he got that dog in him.
So
Michelle Beadle said, not me. It was not me.
It was not
me. The girl's name was Michelle. But I think y'all's theory makes the most sense. But there are plenty of people who would have this go out there intentionally. Because it can up your cool factor. It can.
He denied it initially.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hacked. He went the JJT excuse.
And that lasted about 2 hours, if that.
Yeah, because you can hear.
Longer than he lasted.
It's very difficult.
Much longer.
It's very difficult to impersonate or get tricked by Shannon Sharpe's voice.
and
the groans. The groans that he had in that Ocho was making fun of. It's unmistakable. It's the word I'm looking for.
It's unmistakable.
Unmistakable.
Because, you know, I think you said this to us, but I had only seen the one video at the time, and it was just her. So I was like, just
try again. Now look at your phone acting up.
I know. It's our good friend Siri going off here. But
Michelle.
I know, right? So I was like, okay, that's plausible deniability. You couldn't hear him. But then all the other ones come out, and Bobby played one for me just now.
It's clearly him.
Boy, that's clearly, clearly Shannon Sharpe.
So we do have the audio from last night. Not the IG Live audio. That one we can't play. I know. You can't play that. But we do have Shannon Sharpe with Ocho Cinco on the Nightcap podcast last night, explaining the whole thing and admitting he made a big mistake.
Event that happened today. Obviously, I'm embarrassed. Someone that is extremely, extremely private, and to have one of your most intimate details, the audio heard for the entire world to hear. I'm embarrassed for a number of reasons. People count on Shannon, Shay Shay Media Club, Shay Shay Nightcap, ESPN. There are a lot of people that count on Shannon at all times. Even when I'm behind closed doors, I still try to remain a level of professional, although I'm in the privacy of my own home. I'm very disappointed in myself, not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activity, but to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. I let call them. I called my sister. My friends reached out. But guys, this was not staged. Came in, I threw my phone on the bed.
And her.
Gazed in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. And so all of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't. I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie says, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. I'm like, so now, Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. And now I'm starting to get agitated again because you call me and say I'm on IG Live when I know I didn't click myself on IG Live. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? Say, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank. It dropped.
I couldn't imagine, man. I couldn't imagine. Because then you get judged for everything. You get judged how you sound. I mean, everything.
Everything.
Everyone's out of breath doing that.
But
I don't think that's what they're judging.
He thinks that people do is like, oh, this is something I think most people do every day. Yeah, there's 4 people born per second. I think pretty much people do this every day.
So, Peyton, would you be more or less embarrassed by your audio than you think Shannon is by his?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I'm showing up to work the next day just with it being out there. I mean, that would just...
No, but you got to... I think, you know, the crux of Bobby's question, it's a very, very good question. I think it's safe enough, especially 6 o'clock. What you usually say or do in those moments, I would be less embarrassed than what Shannon's play-by-play was. Yes, you're embarrassed in general, no doubt about it. Maybe not choppy, but in terms of what is usually said and what Shannon was saying, grunting and delivering, I would be less embarrassed than Shannon.
Kristen said, "If this happened, we pulled the kids out of school."
Oh my gosh. You're that bad.
She heard this video last night. She's like, "We would pull the kids out of school if this happened."
Yeah, it depends on what. It depends on, is it an intimate one or is it a?
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So think about what you at two o'clock in the afternoon would be saying.
I'm usually sleeping by then.
Those might be the raunchy ones.
Exactly. I'm more embarrassed than Shannon if mine comes out from 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
More embarrassed.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Shannon wasn't too embarrassed as this podcast went along, as he said nobody was harmed in this. He's talking about ice packs. Then Ocho goes to his cardio problem. He goes, "You need to stop lifting so much. You need to get cardio."
He has two phones, though.
He's
two phones.
One Shannon's for what?
Shannon's doing a plug.
One for the plug and one for the load.
He is he's definitely a sprint cardio guy. He's not long form.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, Paul Pierce was trending. Paul Pierce got run from ESPN for his intentional IG live with some of the ladies of the night. Yeah. Is this different?
I think the difference is I have a feeling they may have been trying to get rid of Paul, right? Because he had a few things. He hit the alcohol on the camera, the girls, the other stuff. So like that hit like a trifecta. This was just a legit honest mistake.
Yeah. So there's the Shannon Sharp, but this is going to help him. I'm telling you, I don't always agree. There's no such thing as bad publicity. This is only going to help Shannon Sharp because people are going to think of him like, oh, he's a...
He got that dog in him.
He's getting it in. Got that dog in him.
Well, yep. I was watching right at the beginning of the podcast, and it was all these ED medicines, you know, all this endorsement.
No one can hear what you said because you're talking over him. So, like, your little wink to Choppy, no one knows what you said except for you.
I'm just winking to Choppy. That's all that matters.
Go ahead, Peyton.
But, yeah, this is going to lead to monster endorsements. And, like you said, Sean, I really hope ESPN doesn't do anything about this. Honest mistake.
They're not.
Just don't do anything. Let's just move on. But it'll be funny a lot.
Because they're not going to do anything because Stephen A. will tell them not to do anything.
Yeah.
That Stephen A. wants them there.
And they'll make the references to it. They'll make one or two, maybe.
Could you imagine, like, other ESPN personnel? Like, he's the one, like, that would... Like, that would... that of the other people on First Take...
You want me to imagine their sex tape?
Shannon is the one that would, like, of the guys. Like, Shannon is the one that, outside of Russo, you can really tell. Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, my God. Shannon's the only one.
I like
one
that little hip swivel.
Sitting here thinking of that forehand in tennis. Oh, my God, that forehand.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, a Bob Cousy reference or something that he would throw
Cousy
in.
Cousy can only go right, so can I.
All right. Babe Laufenberg is going to join us at 8:40 this morning. That's usually when Below the Belt happens. So we're going to have a special edition of Below the Belt, a look at the New Orleans Saints ahead of this week's home opener. That's next on the Home of the Boys, 105.3 The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.